get all excited, love.
I think I need to hear some more.
I think of you all the time.
Still need to hear some more.
I'm making up my mind right now.
Why you doing that for?
Dreaming. Will you be my superstar?
And drive a flashy sports car.
Will you be my everything?
I'll treat you like a real king.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour. We're going to be here from 11:30 till 1 o'clock, so it's about 90 minutes. There's a long weekend coming up, so it's pretty exciting. I don't know what everyone is up to, but if you're a DJ, maybe you should be working on your demo for CITR's DJ Callout. Every year, CITR hosts a Are You That DJ competition, and this year it's going to be on November 18th at The Pit. It starts at 8, goes till about 11 o'clock, but I'm guessing people are going to stick around afterwards for some dancing madness. Basically, the details are if you're a DJ and you know what you're doing, you can submit a demo to enter to be shortlisted to... Okay, so if you got a pen and paper, this is something you want to write down. That DJ competition at CITR.ca. And you got to do this by November 10th. And then you'll be notified if you're going to be playing at the event by the 11th. And we're going to be picking 8 DJs. And they will be picked on stuff like skill, sound quality, originality, and genre. All that fun stuff. And DJs can use any platform that they want, and performance on the night of the competition are going to be 20-minute mixes. And on the Facebook event here, it says, DJs should prepare a flexible set because someone else may play a song you wanted to play. So you might want to keep that in mind. If you want to get more information, you can go on CITR.ca or join the Facebook group. It's kind of a long title, but I think you can just look up CITR on Facebook, and the event will be on our main page, and you can just go there, check out the information if you're interested. But yep, that's going down on November 18th, so it's coming up. Is that next week? Yeah, that's next. Nope, maybe. Yeah, it's next week, and it's next Friday, so deadline is tomorrow. So better get something together if you're interested. That first song that I played there is by Feldberg, and the song is called Dreamin' and it's a Cassette Culture remix. So that's what we played there, and I think we're going to move on to other fun stuff now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Zara, and I'm going to be here until 1 o'clock.
CITR and Little Mountain Gallery are proud to present Slight Birching with Daughter of Khan, Chrisorific, and Selkies. Vancouver's favorite artist-run space is hereby partially resurrected as a music venue. These fine human performers will alter your oral consciousness through subtle means. This is an early all-ages show with doors at 7. Admission is $5 and there will be espresso and snacks. Again, that's CITR and the Little Mountain Gallery presenting Slight Birching, Daughter of Khan, Chrisorific, and Selkies.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just then we heard Crystal Castles. That was a song called Suffocation. It's a Memory Tapes remix. Then song from Chad Van Galen's new album, Diaper Island. That was a song called Blonde Hash. Then a Canadian band, I believe they're from Toronto, called Fevers, and that song was called Sugar Rush. And the last one is a song by Cassette Culture, and it's called We Once Had an Empire. That last song actually has this remix by this electro band or whatever called Jungle Fiction, and it's super intense. Like, if you're into electronic music, you should check it out, because when I first listened to it, I was, like, basically slapped in the face with electro. It's that intense. Jungle Fiction, for your, I guess, reference. Fun Drive is coming up. Of course, CITR has this annual event, and CITR gets a lot of our funding, I guess, through Fun Drive, because it's our annual on-air fundraiser. And this year, it's going to be happening from November 17th to the 24th. Yep, 24th. And then on the 25th is our finale party, and that's at the Biltmore. Have a really cool list of bands that are confirmed to be playing this year. We have Shimmering Stars, Shearing Pinks, Love Cuts, Synth Cake, Womankind, and World Club. And we're still working on that list, so there could be a lot more bands playing at our party. And then we have a cool list of donors and silent auction participants as well. The Biltmore is our sponsor. Devil May Wear, which is this cool clothing store on Main Street, I believe. HarperCollins, Lotus Island Tattoo, Lucky's Comics, The Rio, and a lot of other cool places like Vinyl Records. So I don't really know what the exact prizes are, or not prizes, but silent auction items are yet, but it looks like it's going to be pretty fantastic. So tune into CITR. If you love the station, if you want to keep it going, make an on-air donation sometime between November 17th to 24th. It'll be awesome. What else happened this week? I heard on the news last week that a woman died at Occupy Vancouver of a heroin overdose. It's actually really sad. I think she's in her early 20s. She's from Victoria. I can't remember her name, but that's been happening. So it's kind of sad, and also it's kind of leading to Occupy Vancouver shutting down. So I think those tents are going to go down pretty soon. Just in time for the rain, I guess, if that kind of makes up for anything. But yeah, I think now we're going to get to some more music. This next track that I'm going to play is by a band called Casa del Muerto. So we're going to get that playing. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard some songs there from Casa del Mirto, Bleach Babes, Flash Palace, and Friends and Nurses. So, Friends and Nurses, okay. If you haven't picked it up yet, the new Discorder for the month of November is out on, I guess, newsstands, if that's what they are. But you can get them different locations all across Vancouver at UBC in the sub if you're a student. On the title is a picture of Blackout Beach, which is pretty cool. It's a really intense looking picture. It's an all red title page. And he's just kind of staring out at you. It's really intense. This is also the first issue of Discorder with our new art director, Jazz Halloran. I think Lindsay Hampton, our old art director, still had some content in here. But yeah, we're transitioning to our new art director. So that's worth checking out. There's a new kind of not... It's a regular column, and it's called The Overeducated Grumbler. Columnist named Tara Schneider writes it, and it's hilarious. Like, I just gotta say, I look forward to reading that every single time a new Discorder comes out. It's just so funny. This month, she wrote about that Pink song. I don't know if you guys know, but it's called Raise Your Glass, and it's in every single trailer imaginable to humankind. For now, anyway. But she writes about that and how it's overdone and it's over the top. And my kind of summary isn't doing the article justice, but it's hilarious. Last month, she wrote about how teen TV shows glamorize statutory rape. And that was a hilarious article as well. So pick up the Discorder, read The Overeducated Grumbler, because it is just so laugh out loud funny. Also, in movie news, if people haven't heard, there are two Snow White movies coming out. I don't know who thought that this would be a good idea to have two different ones just competing against each other. I don't know who's going to make more money, but we have Lily Collins, who is Phil Collins' daughter, I believe. Is it Phil Collins? It might be. I think it's Phil Collins' daughter. She is Snow White in one of the remakes, and the Evil Queen in that one is Julia Roberts, with the handsome prince being Armin von Hammer, I think. He was in the Social Network movies. He played both twins. And then in the other remake, there is Kristen Stewart, of all people, and Charlize Theron is really cool as the queen. I'm not sure who the huntsman is, but they don't have a prince in this one. It's actually just a huntsman, I believe. Have to check up on that. But I think it's weird that they would cast Kristen Stewart because she's just the most awkward person ever. And, this movie's kind of different. They've decided to change it up. Kristen Stewart is not really playing Snow White the princess. She's playing Snow White the warrior or something. She's not wearing a dress in the posters. She's wearing this kind of hunting gear. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. That's coming out next summer. I don't know how this is all going to pan out. Apparently, they have about like 5 remakes of Frankenstein or something as well, which is ridiculous. I guess they're cashing in all the kind of monster drama, werewolves and vampires and such. It's getting a little bit over the top ever since Twilight came out. Of course, everyone's just kind of hopping on that bandwagon. So, yeah, that's what's happening with movies. If y'all are interested in theater talk. Paranormal Activity 3 is still in theaters. I don't think I'm going to see that. But if you're into scary movies, apparently that's really scary. I don't know. There's a movie coming out this Friday about J. Edgar, which looks really cool. Leonardo DiCaprio is starring, and he, of course, is really intense. As usual, he's always good in movies. So that might be worth checking out. I don't know too much about the history of J. Edgar, but it looks really interesting, his involvement with the FBI, was it? FBI or CIA, I'm not sure. But looks like a cool historical, political movie. So that's coming out on Friday. I think that is about it right now for what I want to say. So I'm going to start playing some music. And I think I'm going to play the new track by Grimes. It's called Oblivion. And this just came out, I think, a couple weeks ago. So this is still really new. She's a Canadian artist. So it's a really good track. This is Grimes, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour, and we're going to be here till 1 o'clock.
Right, Astra's back. Wednesday, November 16th at the Electric Owl, Timber presents indie electropop goddesses Astra with guest Tassiomancy. For Ostra on November 16th at the Electric Owl, doors are at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and tickets are available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Ditch Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. been trying to hold on to seven, and you grip your fingers tight and don't let it through. You'd be safe waiting in the water. If you get the tide on your better side, you'll be over your head and everything. Breathe the ocean into every part of you. You'll be safe waiting by the water.
It's almost that time of year again. Fun Drive 2011 is coming. November 17th through the 24th. Keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Mark your calendars for November 25th because we'll be releasing details soon about our raucous Fun Drive finale party. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. No donation is too big or too small. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out citr.ca/fundrive for more information.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard a PSA there for a Fun Drive again. So just want to remind you guys that it's going to be November 17th to 24th. And so really awesome event that helps out CITR a bunch load. And then on November 25th, we have our awesome finale party at the Biltmore. So you should definitely check that out. What did I just play there? I think it was, we started off with a Friends song. Oh, no, wait, no, Friends and the Nurses. Okay, started off with a Grime song that was called Visions from her new album Oblivion, and then a Chad Van Galen song from his Your Tan Looks Supernatural EP, and that song is called Your Tan Looks Supernatural. And then I played some Florence and the Machine, and I don't care if people think that she's too mainstream now or whatever, because I think she just has the most beautiful voice ever.